news channel after news channel after news channel. Ever wonder why they report the same news? This is Wake Up America.
Brought to you by Citizen Stringer.
The media has become absolute lunacy. What makes us different? We just tell the truth. Daily headlines, politics, social issues, focusing on headlines that the mainstream media ignores. Conservative to the core and honest, sometimes to a fault. Unapologetically American. Welcome to Wake Up America with your host, Stephen Oatley.
All right. What's going on, everybody? My name is Steve, and I don't care. That's kind of my attitude for the day today. I just don't care anymore. I mean, it doesn't matter. This show is going to be super quick. I didn't even really plan a show. I was messing around. This is the very first shirt that I printed myself down in the new Pure Truth Clothing print shop, which is in my garage. It is my garage now, actually. So I did this one, and then I did one for my son, but it took forever to set up the damn machine. But yeah, what the hell is going on in our country? I said it yesterday, and to be honest, I don't have anything new. I mean, everything that we said yesterday and predicted would happen today happened today. You know, there's nothing new, nothing good going on in this country right now whatsoever. But if you didn't know, this show is sponsored by Spartan Armor Systems. I don't have the flyer queued up, but Spartan Armor Systems is an Arizona-based body armor manufacturer. They make them in Tucson, Arizona. You can find this one right here, see? They also make concealed plate carriers. This is a good one. Super malleable. There is a plate in there. This one is the back plate for it. But I just wanted to show you guys. You can visit SpartanArmorSystems.com and use code YEET. That's Y-E-E-T, Y-E-E-T, and it gets you 10% off. 10% off is huge when you're talking about a $300 concealed carry set or the $500 bigger plates, which you see back there. Those are the, metal, cast iron, I believe they are. When you buy one of their tactical AR-500 kits, or 550, I believe that is. Someone said it's buffering. I'm not sure, because it's not on my end, so I'm just going to continue. But yeah, let me just give a rundown. So we still have upwards of 40,000 Americans stranded behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. Today, Joe Biden came back to the White House after leaving Camp David. We assumed that Joe Biden was going to, I don't know, maybe it wasn't even assumed. We kind of hoped. We don't assume anything with Joe Biden anymore because he's an idiot. But we hope that he's going to do, you know, the right thing, like address what's going on over there versus, you know, we saw his stupid little speech that he had yesterday, which was crap. And so maybe I was wrong. I made the assumption that Joe Biden would, you know, act presidential today and, you know, address it and you know, either double down, which he did with the George Stephanopoulos interview that he did with ABC this morning. Again, there's something wrong with this guy. I've been saying it for months. Elder abuse. There's something seriously wrong with him. If he doesn't get the 25th Amendment right now, I don't know what. I mean, they tried to do it to Trump. They tried to say because he walked down the stairs, he was, you know, his mental faculties were gone. Joe Biden doesn't even know what day it is. He doesn't understand that the Afghanis that were on the side of airplanes that fell to their deaths, that was 2 days ago, not 4 days. He's the president of the United States. He's supposed to understand this. We have a crisis where 40,000 Americans are in danger, literal danger by the terrorist organization. And the American embassy, the State Department, the Department of Defense, everybody, it seems, is just like, whatever. That's what I just don't understand. Everybody, you got Lloyd Austin, who's now the Secretary of Defense, right? And then you have the General Milley. Both of those guys, career military guys, they get up there today and lie to the American public. They lie, they disgrace their service. And I'm not military, and I don't pretend to be. But to me, as an American citizen and a taxpayer, they are a disgrace. They lied to the American public today. And then, and the only time they were honest was them saying that. Let me play this soundbite. I don't even have it queued up because I just didn't even want to do this shit today. I didn't even want to talk about it. Such a, there's no other words to describe these people. Other, this is Lloyd Austin. But, and I'll just play the soundbite so you guys can hear it.
We're going to get everyone that we can possibly evacuate it. And I'll do that as long as we possibly can until the clock runs out or we run out of capability.
There's no clock on American lives. This is the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. There is no clock on American lives. We should... And here's the thing. British special forces are out collecting their people. How come we're not doing it? We saw reports that there may be U.S. special forces, operational teams that are there, but they haven't left the airport. I just don't understand. They're pretending like they're... I don't even know. I don't even know what to say anymore. It doesn't make any sense. I looked up today. I was like, F this, I'm running for Senate. That's immediately what I thought. And then I looked up, Ben Klein is a rep in my district, and so far it looks like he's an okay guy. So I don't want to challenge him, but I don't know what else to do. I could sit and make videos all day. It's not going to do enough. Nobody's really coming out in force. Mitch McConnell issues a statement early on, and then he's tweeted a couple of times about this. He met with the Afghan ambassador 3 days before this all happened. Lloyd Austin gets up and said, we had no idea that this was going to happen. The General Milley gets up and said, we didn't know that this was going to happen in 11 days. Lying, again, to the American people. Because even last week, hold on, let me fix that so it shows up so I could actually see it. Mark, thank you for those bits or whatever they are on Twitch. Thank you. He gets up and says that, he had no idea that the country would fall in 11 days. When they did, the Afghan ambassador met with Congress people, senators, Department of State people, retired generals that are now part of, private defense contractors. They met with all these people last week. And every single time, according to the Afghan ambassador, their Facebook page, which is inactive now, obviously. But every single time the U.S. promised aid, promised, to back up the Air Force. Here's the truth. And this is what I think that's going to happen. And it's anti-American as fuck. You know what happened? The Afghanis knew this was going to happen. Our intelligence departments and everybody knew it was going to happen in Afghanistan. And they told Joe Biden. Joe Biden said, nah, don't care. We're not doing it. Not doing it. Well, and his intelligence people were, what about all the Americans that are there? No, we're not doing it. They shouldn't have been there in the first place. That's what our government is telling all these Americans that are over there. Fox News had an American that was over there visiting his family because his family was sick, and now he's trapped there. They say this morning that it's perfectly safe. You got to, even though the government's not going to protect you, and they say that in every single message. But come on, come down to the airport. It's perfectly safe to come down to. Well, this guy, who's he's an Afghani American. He's an American. He goes down there this morning and they smash his phone. They're threatening to beat people up. Now people have been shot since, as soon as the sun fell down. I think three people were killed there. They're whipping people with chains in line. They're not letting people go. And here's the thing that doesn't make sense to me is the Taliban has literally killed Americans, right? They've killed Americans. They've killed our troops. They've killed innocent people. They've killed contractors. They killed 65,000 Afghani National Guard people. Why the hell are we negotiating with them? They are a terrorist organization, right? Registered as an international terrorist organization with the United States. Why are we negotiating with them? How come right now, this is the thing that's puzzling to me, is why don't we have 100,000 or 200,000 troops in all these other coalition forces, 110 other countries that have all said the Taliban needs to act like, normal? How come they're not just flooding this country with troops? Yes, I know there's bloodshed and all that stuff, and it's a war. We have a responsibility of protecting our people that are there and the people that helped us. That's our responsibility. I don't give a shit about wars. We should go get all of our guys out, process all the SIV, candidates or whatever you call them, immigrants, and then get the hell out and just say, okay, the country's yours, Taliban, do what you want. Or, I just don't understand the mindset of our government right now. I really don't. I don't understand why our government isn't... I don't know. I firmly, if I was Senate, I would be putting impeachment papers. I would be on the phone with Kamala Harris saying, dude, Article 25 right now, or the 25th Amendment. They have grounds to do it. They stage photos in Camp David, all this other stuff. Becker News, Kyle Becker just put out this article, and it makes you question. They literally put out, they either put out a fake photo or they are, that shows what's wrong with our national security, is they can't even get the time right. In Camp David, when the president's apparently getting a briefing. It's not passing the smell test. And then to top it off, President Biden addressed the country today. Did you know? Yeah, he didn't speak about Afghanistan at all. Nothing. He didn't speak about it at all. The only thing he did is he attacked this vaccine. Why is it more important for people to get an emergency youth authorized vaccine put into their arms than it is to save the lives of up to 40,000 Americans that are overseas right now behind enemy lines? What is the push for it? That's the thing that's mind-boggling to me. We have a matter of national security. And that's what he said the other day. It's not a matter of national security. How do you view Americans being essentially held hostage or held at bay by an international terrorist organization that has killed Americans? How do you view that as not a national security issue? We have plane loads of Afghanis coming into this country right now. You have special forces guys that have did numerous tours in Afghanistan saying that the people that are trying to get on all these planes, they're not interpreters. These are the criminals that couldn't get any pass or couldn't get any passage. It's all over social media now. And I'll be honest, Twitter is doing a hell of a job trying to censor out this stuff. They're making it hard to find. You know damn well, all the Taliban now have phones. That's the difference of 20 years ago to now. The Taliban are all posting all their videos online. They're posting their videos opening fire on crowds. They're posting their videos of them walking around with rocket launchers outside of the airport. They're posting their videos of shootings outside of the airport. Right outside, like literally, you see the barrier to the airport. And then they get up on national television today, our Department of Defense people and our State Department people get up and say that we have the airport secured. The hell you do? The airport is not secured if people are shooting outside of it and shooting up mortars and killing innocent people. The airport is not secured. And to be honest, to me, the airport's not secure until every last American is home. I mean, here's my question. Why are we flying, and this is maybe mean, whatever, why are we flying these SIV people home before we're actually going out and getting our Americans? Why are we sending messages out to the Americans that are overseas saying, come to the airport, we'll get you out, but you have to come here at your own risk. The United States will not protect you getting to the airport. That's insane. And our president now addresses the country and says, hey guys, sorry, nothing we can do about it. Sorry. I don't understand. I really don't understand. I just don't understand. He threatens everybody consistently about the vaccine. His whole speech today, I could not believe it. I was watching it and I typed in the PTNN chat. I'm like, I don't know if I've been this mad. And I seriously was. I was extremely pissed off because I thought maybe he would be presidential. I don't know why. Call me naive. I thought he would be presidential. I thought he would address the American people and the people, the Americans that are overseas, and be like, guys, we're coming to get you. Like, we're coming to get you. And then I saw some tweet a couple of hours ago that said, well, they've now walked back. They are going to get every American out, even if it goes past the deadlines. Well, that's not what the Secretary of Defense said today. He said until the clock runs out. The clock doesn't run out until he's a military guy. Wasn't he a general? And he's saying the clock runs out on American lives. I don't understand it. And what's on Joe Biden's plan? He's having a 10 o'clock briefing tomorrow morning, closed door briefing about that, what's going on in Afghanistan. There's no plans of him addressing the public at all. And then at 6 o'clock, they've closed down airspace because he's leaving for a long weekend in Delaware. This is not right. What's happening to our country? It's not right at all. And what's it going to take? You know, he says, he makes all these threats saying, well, if an American's harmed, what happens if, you know, full force of the military? Full force of what, dude? You are harming Americans right now, left and right. He's harming them here in our own country, and he's putting the lives of up to 40,000 people at risk, let alone the 20 or 30,000 that are trying to seek asylum or seek the SIV status, the special immigrant visa status, and then another one that are going for P1 and P2 visas. It's another 200,000, and that's what the media was asking today. And here's the crazy part is I see some conservatives and conspiracy theorists jumping on the fact that the only reason the media is covering this is because they want war. The media is covering this, mainstream media is covering this, because they know it's wrong. It has nothing to do with war. I'm not a proponent of war, and everyone's lucky I'm not president, because if I was president right now, we'd have every military asset we possibly have would be on their way over there right now. I don't know what that is. That I know it's a bit thing, but I have no idea what it symbolizes on the bottom of your screen. That's a Twitch thing, but I don't know what it means. But I that's what I would do. I would have every single military asset that we could over there. I'd be calling everybody. And you know damn well that's what Donald Trump would do as well. He would have everything over there because a show of force is what's needed there. You don't send over 3,000 troops that are cowering inside of the airport while literally citizens are being bludgeoned to death outside. Kids are being shot. Cars are having, you know, being open fire on. That's a new video that just came out right before I started this, showing, you know, someone with a homemade tourniquet on their leg after Taliban opened fire. And then they try to say there's no incidents. They've lied numerous times about this. Joe Biden lied today again, by saying, oh, the people that fell to their deaths from the airplane, that was 4 days ago. It wasn't. It was 2 days ago. And why is that important? Because he's the president of the United States. He is not me. He is not some random guy sitting at home and he misspeaks. He is the president of the United States. And people were watching that they were watching that coronavirus thing, hoping, praying that he was just going to be presidential. And instead, he did what everyone did. And he pushed his vaccine mandate bullshit and literally neglected everything else. Neglected the fact that the Chinese now are laughing at us and threatening all American troops that may or may not be in Taiwan. Everybody's laughed. They had the parliament literally in Britain today, or British parliament today, was chastising the president of the United States. There's all this rumors, you know, Jack Posobiec, he's a great resource and he posts a lot of stuff and a lot of it comes true. But some, I don't like it when journalists do not post their sources or at least other information. It's like you're just guessing at something and hoping it comes true. But a lot of the stuff he does is true. But he says the Kamala Harris team and the Biden team, that they're all divided and they're hating each other in there. Joe Biden is not fit to be president. And every single Democrat that said Donald Trump was not fit to be president, they should be calling Kamala Harris right now and saying, listen, you got to do something. Democrats are even calling up and being like, why aren't you guys going there? Why aren't we taking a stronger stance against the Taliban? Why aren't we telling the Taliban right now, if even a hair is misplaced on an American's head, all of you will die? Because that's what we should be saying. We should be instilling fear. We should be having aircraft carriers and jets flying over that town as much as possible, over and over and over. We should have special forces teams. We should have the British paratroopers. We should have every single ally getting our people out and their people out as well. And there's no, thank you, Annie, for the stars. Thank you, everyone, for the bits as well. There's no reason why that shouldn't be happening right now. And then once we get our people out, we confirm they're all out, and we confirm that our job is done there, then we get the hell out, and we don't stay. But we certainly don't bow down. That's the problem with America. And you know what? I blame it on the past year. Because now, we saw it. America's soft. America is soft. Americans are soft now. That is the perception. And you know what? I'm starting to have that perception now. How many people right now don't believe in the vaccine, don't believe the vaccine's good, but still yet went and got the vaccine because they had to? So we just bow down in America. That's all we do. We used to be one of the greatest countries in the world. We used to stand up for what we believed in. And we used to protect what was ours. And our military used to be feared. We're not anymore. Instead, we just sit around and we complain. That's what I do too. Trust me, it pisses me off. All I do all day. I didn't want to do, I worked all day long and I think I wrote one article or two articles. Another cop was shot today. Because I was just paying attention to the news and being like, holy shit, I don't want to do this. I don't want to report about this. It's upsetting to me. I had a conversation with, you know, another big news outlet about the Nexus thing because they may pick it up. And towards the end of it, I'm like, you know, I don't even know how you guys do this. You do this as a career. I've only been doing this journalism thing for 2 years now, 2.5 years. And I'm like, I don't even know. I want to do more. That's my problem. That's my problem. I looked up everything. I looked up to run for state as a delegate here in Virginia. I thought about running against the mayor who's had 3 terms here, but that's not going to do enough. This town's great as it is. I don't need to change anything about this town. Ben Klein is our rep. What do? Run against him because he's not doing his job? He is doing his job. And he's a Trump ally and all that stuff too. I really don't know. I don't know what else I can do. This is me just ranting to you guys because I feel consistently like I'm not doing enough. You know, I love this country. I care about this country and I want this country to be the type of country it's supposed to be by the time my kids are older and when they have their life. And the way we're going now, we're just going to be a laughing stock. Hell, I wouldn't be surprised if we do get in a massive war this year because one of these idiotic countries is going to challenge us because we are weak as shit right now. And it's not even a perception of look weak right now. I will go as far to say we are weak. Our economy's not rebounding like Joe Biden says it is. Everyone is bowing down and getting an experimental vaccine because of the flu, the coronavirus. I mean, our country is, we literally have people killing people over masks. Our cities are running, they're crime-ridden cities across the United States. You see the video of New York City where the guy's walking behind the girl and he sexually assaults her. She stands up for herself and he beats the bricks off of her. That's going on in cities across the United States every single day. It's no longer safe. You got drive-bys at high schools. Today, you have police officers shot. Today, you have murders and all this stuff here in this own country. We are weak as shit right now. We have the president of the United States while we have 40,000 troops or 40,000 Americans. They're not even military. 40,000 Americans behind enemy lines being essentially held at bay by international terrorists, a declared terrorist organization. And our president gets up on the national stage, doesn't address any of that, but attacks governors for putting mask mandates and vaccine mandates. No one's done a vaccine mandate, but mask mandates. Like, this is insane. Where is the president? You know, I know Joe Biden has that title, but where the hell is he? I keep expecting the guy with 47 years, you know, international policy making. What? International policy making. He's got all this experience. And that's why the left media is going so hard at Joe Biden, because they touted all that forever. They've been touting it since he said he was going to run for president. All his international foreign policy, blah, blah, blah. He's got all this experience. He's going to be great. He's going to be a real talker overseas. When the G7 thing happened, oh, it's so great. He's really establishing all these relationships. And yet we have a crisis that goes on and the prime minister or Trudeau of Canada doesn't even talk to the president. He talks to Hillary Clinton, who doesn't hold public office at all. Why are our foreign leaders talking to ex-politicians here in the United States and not our presidents? Yesterday, Sean Hannity asked would Donald Trump speak to the Taliban? Donald Trump needs to do that. I mean, someone needs to do something because the Americans are going to start dying over there pretty soon. The Taliban is going to realize that, okay, they only got so much publicity that they're never going to sway everybody in the world, that they're good people. And all this stuff, like killing the girl because she wouldn't wear a burqa yesterday in a car, blinding somebody else, beating kids with chains, everything that's going on right now that media and it's not even media. Media is covering it now. That's the thing. You know, when we built our premise, we were saying that we need to when we were building Citizen Stringer, it's because we want to report the truth, the things the media ignores. Well, now the media is not ignoring this. They're paying attention. They're trying to hold our government to account. And our government is literally lying to us about everything. They're lying about the jobs every Thursday or Friday, or once a month every Friday. Joe Biden gets up and he touts a job report saying we added 80,000 jobs or 800,000 jobs. We didn't add shit. We're in a pandemic. Our unemployment's high as shit. Those jobs are the ones people had to go back to work because the unemployment ended. The unemployment benefits ended by conservative governors that said we can't have this. We need to get people back to work. So they cut the subsidy and everyone went back to work. Joe Biden says it's the fastest rebound of economy in ever. We've added more jobs in the past, than the previous four administrations. No shit, because no one had a nationally staged pandemic. It didn't happen. This is the first time it happened. What the hell? I mean that. What the hell? I want a politician to come on my show and just explain what the hell's happening to the America that we expect. You know, I asked Ted Cruz yesterday via Twitter, but he doesn't see it. And I messaged his PR people today, too, or last night. Didn't hear anything. I'm going to reach out to Ben Klein tomorrow. I'm going to reach out to all these senators because I want to know what they're actually doing. I want to know if they're, Tom Cotton seems to be the only one that gives a shit about our troops, our Americans over there. He seems to be the only one. Nobody else is doing it. I would love to hear mumbling Mitch McConnell get up and try to explain why he met with the ambassador, promised all this aid, and then 4 days later, Kabul fell, and everyone was taken by surprise. I would love to know why our national, or assistant deputy with national security, whatever her name was, it's in my article that I wrote today. Why she met with the ambassador to Afghanistan on the 12th or the 10th of this month. Days before Afghanistan fell, and why they promised all this aid and never, why did it never happen? Was this a deliberate ploy? I mean, maybe this is just in a big, elaborate, dark web, ploy just to prove that Joe Biden is not fit for office. Maybe. But who's the one who's going to be held? And everyone calls for all the Republicans and rhinos that are in office are like, we need to have congressional hearings about this. Fuck your congressional hearings. You, every single one should be saying, okay, we'll deal with that when we deal with that. Go get our Americans. Like, I don't want to hear any calls for congressional hearings or any of that stuff. And isn't it convenient that it happens when the House is back at home? When all the senators or all the congresspeople are all not in Washington? And then today, the president of Afghanistan, whatever his name is, I forgot what his name is, but he flees to Saudi Arabia where he's going to be fine. They're welcoming him with open arms. And he fled with, carloads of cash, and that's fine. And then today, the media asked the Biden administration, I forgot which bonehead it was, but they asked him, what about that? And they're like, well, he's not in Afghanistan anymore. He's not our problem. What the hell? What the hell? Thanks, Troy, for that stars on Facebook. I mean, seriously, what the hell is going on? I don't care. I really don't. My wife is like, why do you make a shirt that says, I don't care? And I'm like, because it was super easy to do. And it's comfortable. I made my son a shirt, too, with a big, ginormous skull on it. He's going to wear it to school. It's got, like, a skull American flag. The UAE, not Saudi. Well, they were Saudis. United, whatever. It's the same shit. I just don't get it. Someone said media is in on it, disregard anything they say as lies. But that's the thing. The media is actually being honest. Now, they could be just pumping it for the war and hoping that there is a war later, because now they don't have anything to talk about because Donald Trump isn't in office. So the only thing they could talk about is the vaccine. But in all reality, now with that, all these mandates are coming out. People are starting to get tired of hearing about these vaccines. And now comes out today, the CDC and all these people, now everyone's got to get a third shot. Doesn't matter. Everyone over 18, they're recommending you get a third shot now. Yeah. Yeah. and then a fourth, and then a fifth, and then a sixth, and then the 20th, and the 22nd, and then every single 6 months or something, you're going to have to go in and get this random shot that does whatever. It's just crazy. It's crazy. I couldn't believe that they did that today. I couldn't believe that that Joe Biden got up there today and literally basically just gave the middle finger to all of American troops, all of the Americans over there. And then he walks away without taking a damn question. Again, the Taliban, the literal Taliban spokesperson answers questions from the media. The Taliban and our own president can't be trusted enough to answer any questions. And I mean that. It's not, he's not answering questions because he doesn't want to answer. He's not answering questions because they won't let him. They know he's going to say something stupid. They know that. And it doesn't make any sense why Kamala Harris, as much, and I don't want Kamala Harris to be president either, but Joe Biden is going to get us all, he's going to ruin our country. Look at the damage in 7 months. In 7 months. Like, you have to look at it that do we have another, what is it, 36, 30, 30, 41 months left? Do we have another 41 months? Someone said Motorola's in total panic. A contractor turned over Master APXK to crypto. I don't know what that is. To the Taliban. All military comms are open, someone said. I don't know. I don't know whether that's true or not. Hopefully it's not. Just don't know. Someone said, is there a help button on Citizen Stringer you can't watch live? I've been delayed with all the stuff in Afghanistan. So for anyone that doesn't know, if you have a membership on Citizen Stringer, not a free membership, but if you followed the instructions and signed up on ptnn.tv first and then downloaded the app, it takes a few days because I have to manually give your permissions in the Citizen Stringer app. If you have a free account, you can't watch the live feeds there. It doesn't allow you to do it. And if you are a PTNN member and you have the app, but you can't watch the lives, you just got to wait or send me a message and I'll do it. You can send me an email and say, hey, I can't access this. It says I have to subscribe. I know, and I'll verify that you're a PTNN paying member and then I'll add the lives. Everything else on Citizen Stringer is free. And here's the benefit too. All the little news briefs, the clips and everything that I put up, they're not on the Citizen Stringer app because it takes too much bandwidth, but they all are on PTNN.tv for free for everybody. You don't need to be a member. So now if you go to our website Citizen Stringer looks different because now if you click on Citizen Stringer on the top, in the top right, I believe you'll see a red watch live, and that takes us to the catalog. Pretty much the live stream is the only thing you have to pay for should you choose to become a member. Everything else you could watch for free, including this show tomorrow. So hopefully that makes sense. But I'm frustrated. And I said today was going to be a quick show. You know, I know it doesn't seem like it's a lot to do this stuff all day, but I swear it is. I swear it is. And now I realize that with the shirts, I'm just feeling it because, again, I made this shirt. And I tell you, it's one of the coolest things I've ever done, to be honest, just to see it. And it's super quick. And I save so much money versus buying the shirts. So like all, you know, pretty much every now and then you're going to see something that's going to change. And then I'll put a comment on shirts that are actually being fulfilled here. And eventually all of our sweatshirts, hats, mugs, everything will all be made right here. So there'll be no more using the outsourced things. It'll all be done here and it'll all be done, you know, because I think you'll get your stuff quicker. Because every night, if I get 20 orders of t-shirts, I can go down, print the shirt right on demand, package that shit up and send it out the next day. So a couple of quick things before I just wrap it up for the day. Mystery boxes are on sale. You could find that. I don't have the link open if someone wants to be awesome and, actually, I'll just do it real quick, whatever. Mystery boxes are still on sale. For anyone who doesn't know what a mystery box is, well, it's amazing. And you can see it all there. And you'll say, hey, Steve, why is there a picture of a TV on there? Because we're giving away a TV this month. These are for September's mystery boxes. So we do them once a month where we ship out roughly 75 to 100 of these boxes. They're $75. They have a bunch of t-shirts, a bunch of stickers. Sometimes they have drinkware. This one is going to be different because each one is going to have a sweatshirt. That it's all the shirts are going to be printed here with our by me, my own sweat, printing all the t-shirts and all new designs. Patches, stickers will be in there. And then we give away gift cards. So this month, because we're giving away the TV, it's a 55-inch smart TV, and it comes with a lifetime membership to Citizen Stringer as well. You'll have a code that if you buy the box that has a mystery, you'll get a business card that's going to say, hey, you want a TV? Email me with a code that's on the back of that card. So that way I could verify that you actually won. I'll order the TV from Amazon. You'll have it 2 days and bada bing, bada boom. And then you'll have a free membership to, Citizen Stringer for life. But we're doing that. We do them every month. It's just another way of us, you know, it's another way to support our show without us having to be like, can you contribute? Can you pay us? Can you do it? You're getting tangible products. You're getting some pretty awesome shirts and stuff as well. And to be honest, we haven't had any complaints about the mystery boxes. The only thing I want, and I would ask of you guys, and I'm putting the link in there. That's why it's taken me a long time. The only thing I'd ask of you is if you get the cards, if you get the gift cards, like the people this week that you'll be starting to get them for the August mystery boxes tomorrow, there's a $500 gift card, $150 gift card, and four $50 gift cards in there. Can you please just send me an email and say, hey, I got it? Because no one ever does that. And it kind of annoys me a little bit, you know, like if you take a picture of it, even if you're not in the picture, just of the mystery box with all the cool shit that you got in the gift card, send me a picture and I could post it online and be like, hey, this is great. Something like that. You know what I mean? Someone said, why did Trump push the jab? I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. I really don't. I don't understand the rationale. Maybe it's because they were more worried about it in the beginning. I don't know. And to be honest, we're live on social media. I can't really talk about, you know, COVID anymore. Can't do it. I could shut off social media and just go live on PTNN, but what else am I going to say? I already talked about it on PTNN last week. You know, I don't even know what to say. Again, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I believe you can do whatever you want. I'm definitely an anti-mandate-er, you know, because you're not going to tell me I'm going to get vaccinated. It's not going to happen. And every single day, and I get them more because I say this every day, but every single day I get a letter from somebody, an email from somebody saying that their husband has to quit their job or their daughter has to quit her job or they're mandating this or they're mandating, you know, twice weekly tests if you don't want to get vaccinated. And it's heartbreaking to see it all the time. It really is. It's heartbreaking. You know, but Donald Trump is not, he's also against mandates. He believes everyone should get the shot. He created the damn shot. Of course he does. The media tries to say he doesn't portray that. The media says it's mostly Trump supporters that are not vaccinated, which is factually incorrect. It's mostly African Americans that are not vaccinated, followed by a close second by Latinx, I believe, or whatever you call it, whatever the fuck Latinx is now. Latin people, Spanish people. Those are the two most unvaccinated populations. But again, we just go after, you know. So it's all, you know, our fault. And that's another thing, you know, Lloyd Austin and General Milley, they both talked about critical race theory and white rage and all this shit in the past, you know, in all these hearings over the past couple of months. Is maybe that's why they couldn't do their job and protect 40,000 Americans in Afghanistan. Maybe because they're so worried about CRT and white rage. And, you know, wasn't it General Milley said he really wants to understand white rage? Lloyd Austin, you know, is promoting all the CRT stuff with the military now. Like, our government is so screwed. Our people in America right now are so screwed. Almost as screwed as the people in Afghanistan. And I mean it. We got to figure out what's going on. Again, the link is in the video if you want to buy the mystery box. We have quite a few left of every size. I think we have at least 5 of every size. So the only thing I ask is that buy one mystery box at a time. Don't, like, even if you want to order one for you and one for your wife, buy them separately because it screws it up on the shipping. And I either, one, eat the shipping cost, or more than often, I refund both orders and make you reorder it because it costs too much money to do that. So that's it. What else? So tomorrow I officially become a Virginia resident. So if there are any press conferences from 10 o'clock where my appointment with the DMV is until whenever that's done, I'm not going to be here live to cover it. I didn't cover them today because I watched them and I just didn't want to. I'll be honest. I didn't want to broadcast them live because it's disgusting and I knew I'd get pissed off, you know, and that's the truth of it. And that's not a good way to run a news organization. So if I'm here from now on or I'm indisposed, or not indisposed, I will definitely be playing all these State Department updates, Pentagon updates, and they'll go out on social media. But yeah, today, I don't know what it was. Today, I was upset because I watched all the videos. I was up so late last night that I saw the sun come up in Afghanistan. I saw what was really going on at the airports, even though we heard last night that everything was different. Oh, you know. Here's the thing is I think everyone actually understands what's going on in Afghanistan now because, like people said, the media is paying attention to it. The media is paying attention to it. You know, so the media is covering it. A lot of people are just saying it's all Trump's fault. I mean, who fucking cares whose fault it is? I don't care. That's for the congressional hearings later. Get our people out. Get our people out. And that goes for the people that helped us when we were there too. The Afghans that have applied for the SIV, the special immigrant visas. That's why we have the program. Even who was it? George Bush said, cut the red tape. Cut the red tape. Get them here. I mean, we gotta figure out what's going on because otherwise they're going to die there. Someone will die. An American will die. And then what? And then what do we do? Do we go back to war? Shouldn't we be preemptive about it and just have a bunch of people there? Shouldn't we just go out and rescue our people? I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a different breed. I mean, maybe America's lucky I'm not president. Or better yet, Donald Trump was president. Donald Trump would do the same thing. There's not a single person there that thinks in this chat. I firmly believe there can't be a single person in this chat that believes that Donald Trump would not have every single military asset we have. All he would be live every single day. Hell, Donald Trump is not president. He did an hour on Hannity and he did an hour on Newsmax just now. He's not even president, and he's spoken more about what's going on than Joe Biden. I don't know. What I think we should all do, and we have a ton of people watching, every single one of you should email your senators, your congresspeople, and say, listen, enough is enough. Like, I want to hear and forcefully, anyone who doesn't come out, you know, and go hard, there should be a Republican, there should be a bipartisan press conference tomorrow where people stand up in front of the media and say, enough is enough, Biden. You must help our Americans over there. Nobody's doing it. Tom Cotton is literally the only one that's going on national television all over. He's on CNN. He's on Fox News. He's on everybody. And he's like, listen, come on. Like, there's over 100 people that have contacted his office. Nobody else is being as proactive as that. And it's my opinion that every single elected official right now should be doing it. should be holding everybody accountable. Every single one of you should be messaging, emailing your representatives and saying, hey, listen, you're not doing enough. There are upwards of up to 40,000 people, Americans, being held against their will. Hold President Biden accountable. Make him do his job. And if you don't, then you will not be back in office. I'm going to send that message to Klein tomorrow, too, because I swear, I want to see these politicians do it. Otherwise, you're going to have like a really good looking dude run for Senate or for House, actually. But it's bullshit. It's bullshit. Do you know our mayor in our town? It's a very small town. But do you know our mayor only had 159 votes? To win? I was like, shit, maybe I just need to be mayor. I could go get more than 159 votes. 159 votes total. That's what he got total to be mayor. His nearest opponent had 6. I'm like, maybe I should just run for freaking mayor. But again, what mayor's not going to do anything. Our town is awesome. You know, there's nothing I could do that I would change this town. But we're in a small town. That's why there was only 159 votes or 156 votes. Seriously, email your reps. I'm going to do it tomorrow. But that's it. Someone said, Joe is not and never will be president. Trump never conceded. Come on, bro. I mean, we're beyond that now.
We're beyond that. We can argue all we want, but we gotta be practical. It's not time to argue about this stupid bullshit. I'll be honest. That's a blunt as shit. It's not time to argue about whether Joe Biden is truly president or whether the election was this or COVID this or no. It's time to get our Americans out of harm's way once and for all, both here and overseas, because we have Americans that are in harm's way here, and it's we got to do something. We got to do something. At any rate, thank you guys all for watching. Check out the sick outro that I had made, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
News channel after news.
Wait. That wasn't the outro. The fuck's the outro? How come that one played? Oh, there we go. All right, bye.
You've been listening to Wake Up America with Stephen Oatley, unapologetically American and unapologetically honest. Join us each night at 8 p.m. for more daily headlines, politics, and social issues, covering the headlines that mainstream media ignores. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review the show. See more on the website at citizenstringer.com. And we'll see you tomorrow on Wake Up America.